GreenBayGamblersNetwork.com. Another edition of our coaches show. Each and every week, we're joined by Green Bay Gamblers head coach Pat Mikisch. And coach, it's good to see you. Last time we just did this on the phone, so it's good to see you face to face.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you making this work. It's a busy time of the year, but it's fun to talk hockey.
And game week, obviously a little bit different than what you've done the last, you know, few weeks here with training camp. How does preparing for a game maybe be a little bit different than what you've been doing with training camp?
Well, I think with the preseason, you're still installing a lot of things and talking through systems. So there's a lot of learning that's still going on. We know we're going to play some games this weekend, which is exciting. That's the thing. The players can't wait to run into somebody else. And so I think that side of things for the players, it's been a little bit more upbeat, a little bit conversation about, you know, building up towards Friday. But at the same time, you know, if they know it's not a regular season game, they know some of our veterans are going to be sitting out. So it's going to be a little bit different that way, but it's still a chance to compete and play against somebody else other than the guys they've been running into in practice.
Now, some of your players are taking high school and even college courses in some cases, correct?
Yeah, we have, I think, 9 high schoolers that are doing all their schooling online. And then we have 3 different players that are taking their college courses. And most of those are just, they'll take 1 or 2 just to, you know, keep their brain working as they prepare to go to school next year.
Very good. And one of the things that kind of came out of COVID and other reasons as well is that 2 teams from the league, the USHL, will not be playing this year, Cedar Rapids and Madison. Those players were dispersed. You were able to pick up a couple of those players. Can you kind of talk a little bit about those players that are changing their venues this season and how they've meshed in with your locker room already?
Yeah, no, both Cade and Ryan have been great additions. Ryan played in the league last year in Madison. He was on the all rookie team. Phenomenal year. He's an elite goal scorer. It adds a little element that we didn't have yet. And so, or didn't have enough of, I would say. And so, you know, getting Ryan in the locker room, our guys know him from playing against him so much last year, and they're extremely comfortable with him. And then Cade Penny was a player that we scouted heavily for the draft. He ended up getting picked by Madison. And then when we had a chance to get him in the dispersal draft, we thought he was a really good fit for our D-Corps and to create more competition back there. And he's a great skater. He's adjusting to this league just like all the other first-year players, but we're excited to have him.
And kind of almost the opposite direction of the disbursement draft, you're facing a Team USA team, and they pick their roster before everybody else kind of gets their handle on their suggested players. Tell us a little bit about how maybe those players maybe approach these games with a little extra juice, because obviously they had first crack at them. They decided not to go with them. They went with the guys that are obviously on their roster. Is there extra fire with your team when it comes to these games against Team USA?
Well, it is always a little bit of those were the kids they grew up playing against for all of our American players. And they know who they are. And some of them might sit there and say, you know, I should have had that opportunity, you know, playing for the development program over in Plymouth now. It's a great experience for the U.S. kids. But for us, we develop them the same way. And so we just want our kids to be comfortable in our locker room. But I would say Cam Van Sickle, our 104 this year, that's our youngest player, you know, was supposed to attend the tryout camp that ended up getting canceled this year because of COVID. So the team was picked without even a tryout camp. So Cam would be that one player that I think would sit there and say, I would have liked to have had that opportunity to at least skate in that tryout.
So you're going into training camp right now, and at the end of these 2 exhibition games, you're going to have to make some tough decisions on your rosters. Who are those players on your team right now or that position group on your team that you're saying, hey, you know what, things are looking good here. I'm really happy with the group that we have here. And what's that position group that you really would like to see some improvement or some movement on before you have to make your final cuts?
Well, I'm going to use both answers in the same position group, and that's with the forwards. Our returning group of forwards is extremely strong, and then adding in Ryan Kerwin was just another step to that. So it's making the decisions at our depth and figuring out, you know, who are going to be those younger players that are going to be able to help us, you know, this year, but then be our real you know, go-to guys a year from now. So it's kind of that forward group. That's where we're going to have some extremely tough decisions to try to figure out, you know, who the last players are and, you know, what they're going to do for us this year. And then more importantly, how they're going to help us in the future.
Who are those players right now that you're really happy with how they've looked in camp so far? And maybe in particular, you can't wait to see them hit somebody on the other side.
Well, Mason Lori, who, you know, we had a great year for us last year and, you know, ended up being a second round pick to the Boston Bruins here just a week ago, I think it is now. You know, he is going to be a special player in our league, and I can't wait for him to be able to play games because I can just see him in practice. He wants a little bit more. And so, you know, we have extremely high expectations for Mason. And then our returning forward group with Jesse Tucker and Ryan Green, you know, there were elite players last year. Jake Schmaltz, same thing. They played in every situation last year. Those are going to be guys we can't wait to get out there and get rolling with.
And since we are doing this on Zoom, it's always interesting to see who's in the background and who's not, or what you have on the walls. Tell us a little bit about that painting that you have over your left shoulder.
Well, that's from my hometown area of Houghton Hancock, Michigan. It was when I was working at Michigan Tech, we did a fundraiser for youth hockey. And so it's kind of all the, it's a bunch of kids. My oldest son is actually part of the painting, but they took all the local teams, which included Michigan Tech, Finlandia University, and then all the high school teams and youth organizations. And all the young kids are all wearing one of the jerseys and playing out on the outdoor rink. And then it kind of, you know, has the mine shaft from all the mining days in the background and everything. So they sold the original painting was bought by Superior National Bank. And then they did all the replicas. And I would say if you went into an office in Houghton or Hancock, Michigan, you'd see one just about everywhere. So it was a great fundraising area for all of youth hockey.
And then final question for you, Coach, before I let you go here. Rest Center will be the first time since late February, early March that you'll have fans in the stadium. What are you looking forward to the most to having, even though it's not going to be a full Rest Center, at least 1,000 this week, 1,500 the next week coming in that cheer your boys on the victory?
Well, I think that's the thing is the Rest Center is excited to welcome back guests. And, you know, it's going to be in a much smaller capacity than in the past. And just making sure that we're able to do it safely and that the traffic is smooth. And so I think the Rest Center people are probably as excited about this preseason game as we are. And, you know, you could see everything getting ready. And so that's what everybody that works in this building does for a profession is that they try to entertain people. And so I think, you know, this is the first step back to, you know, being able to provide that service.
Each and every week, we'll have Gamblers head coach and general manager Pat Mikus join us on the new Radio Sports Network. Coach, we thank you so much for joining us, and good luck this week.
I appreciate it. I look forward to speaking after we have some games to talk about.
Absolutely. I'm Tim Coles reporting for the new Radio Sports Network. You got it.